Well, here's some good news. A few hours ago, the winner of the annual International Dylan Thomas Prize was announced in Wales. Now, this prize is worth £30,000, and it's a very prestigious award for young writers aged 39 and under. And it was won by the Australian author Fiona McFarlane for her collection of short stories called The High Places. The chair of the judging panel, Professor Day Smith from Swansea University, said that Fiona McFarlane was the unanimous choice. In fact, she called her a genius with perfect pitch. So that's wonderful. Here is Fiona McFarlane discussing her prize-winning book with Kate Evans.
It's a collection of short stories that really hurls you about the place. And so forgive me, I'm going to ask the obvious question. How do you see the difference between writing a novel and writing short stories? What do they do that's different?
Well, writing short stories is all about compression in a way that I absolutely love. And I think one of the mistakes people make about short stories is to feel that they have to be small, that they have to just deal with something very tiny. But in fact, they can deal with largeness in all sorts of interesting ways. And largeness, when it's been compressed, is so fascinating and can be such an intense reading experience. A novel you can really sort of inhabit over a span of time, but a short story is something you're just thrown straight into, and I love that.
When you put together a collection of short stories, do you imagine connections between the short stories, or are they completely discrete, compressed moments?
For me and this book, they feel very discrete. I wrote the book over a period of 10 years. So the stories that I wrote 10 years ago feel so different to me to the later ones. But you can see my fixations and my preoccupations coming through in all of them. So they're not linked stories at all, but they're all about Australians, even if the Australians are travelling overseas, or, you know, they're all sort of very connected to this part of the world. And I would say that that's almost the connection. But for me, I think the ideas and my fascinations that come through, things like memory and belief and artifice and things like that, that sort of recur, are the things that tie them together. But that's simply because I wrote all of them, I think. And so the things I'm interested in come through.
You mentioned that all of your stories are about Australians, although they are sometimes travelling. Mm-hmm. They might be in Greece, they might be somewhere else. They're also in different points in time.
Yes.
Is this about trying to make sense of Australianness in different periods? Why are you setting your stories in different times as well as places?
Well, I think you've put it perfectly. Making sense of Australianness in different periods, I think, is absolutely sort of what I have in mind. I mean, the next novel I'm working on is set in Australia in the 19th century, and I'm so interested in sort of the myths that nations sort of make up about themselves, the way that nations attempt to make sense of themselves, and the ways in which that can go horribly wrong, and the ways that it can be fruitful. And, you know, Australia is my nation, and I'm interested in the strange ways we've come to be what we are. So the historical ones, they're all sort of mid-20th century stuff, or 40s, 50s, 60s often. And that seems to me just a fascinating time in Australian history, and in the history of Sydney as well. I mean, two of the period stories are both very, very Sydney-based. Sydney's where I was born and grew up, and I've lived overseas for quite a long time and come back. And it's just sort of been, in some ways, sort of a long-distance love affair, because I wrote most of these stories living overseas. And so I think it's part of me trying to make sense of this city and this place that I'm from, you know, and the city that my parents and my grandparents are from as well, and the stories that I grew up hearing about this place, and, you know, just trying to figure out how it is that we are what we are now.
On RN, Fiona McFarlane speaking to Kate Evans about her short story collection, The High Places. And it's just won the International Dylan Thomas Prize for Young Writers, earning Fiona £30,000. And if you head to the Books and Arts website, you can hear that full interview, because we got in ahead of the story. We've already interviewed Fiona. That's how up-to-date things are here at Books and Arts.